okay, so we've moved over onto the other island.
Yeah, I mean,
she's running.
My view on this was that the need for people to back up their data personally was made sufficiently clear to lab users. I mean, I guess.
She didn't miss it.
Right. Okay. As long as she admits it, then that's fine. I'm just thinking, you know, sometimes when there's a process error like that, you think, oh, then there's something that should change, like make the sign in bigger red letters. But I think in our case, I don't think there's anything more we can do, really.
No.
So. Well, I doubt I'm going to be able to do that again, because that'll get around.
You've been worrying.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a mailing list out there, isn't there?
Yeah,
so there's
a
mailing list. Should know about it now.
Yeah, there was a mailing list before.
Mm-hmm.
They just revived that, right?
Frank went through it, deleted the people that were have gone or whatever, and replaced them. So the
right,
guy, the list is now updated.
Yeah, so everyone on that list has now been reminded. Yeah, don't store anything sensitive on. Yeah, don't store anything you care about on the machines. So.
Yeah.
Right, and we don't know. So there's every chance of this falling over again if it's a hardware thing, right?
Yeah,
there's not much we can do about that apart from.
Yeah, I did do hard drive check and memory check, and it says there's no problems, but something caused it to go wrong in the first place.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
We don't know. Just fingers crossed and hope. Hope this. It is just a software thing that we can just fix like that, and that'll be it.
Yeah. So how long does this put you back for? Is it, how much disruption does this cause? Is this a day, 2 days?
Routine a bit. This is last week.
Yeah.
At the time, I think.
Yeah.
And then it'll be, hopefully, no more than, I don't know, what, 20 minutes to the 8 to.
Yeah, so we'll,
yeah,
we'll try and get done today. Yeah, get Windows back on there, try and get Camtasia on there, and get that tested out. And then that'll be, I think that's everything we need before you start running the experiments, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I saw a bunch of stuff about software updates. That's unrelated to this problem, right?
You mean from
the island? I didn't read them, I saw like 5 messages go back and forth. Maybe they were under the wrong. Subject header. So we have
nothing over the last week. Joe has produced another version of the model builder.
Oh, not in the island software.
Well, that was a few weeks ago. But yeah.
So it's unrelated. It's not.
Yeah, it's unrelated.
Okay, good.
And was running because Frank did all that because he then had an experiment. So he ran an experiment.
That's all
worked.
Yeah. So. Did he get his data in, or is this put his schedule back?
He's done his.
He's done.
His,
okay.
Yes. And he backs up.
Right. Unfortunate, but it sounds like you guys are well placed for dealing with it. So better you than me.
Yeah, I'd imagine get things working on Monday, so everything went down like on Tuesday morning. So I managed to get everything working on the on Monday to show that JCT is actually working, collaborating between the two machines.
Yeah.
I didn't have the eye tracker stuff working because it was just me running around the lab. So I'll have to, once it's reinstalled, I'll have to actually do a proper.
Oh, so you need to borrow somebody's head and mouth and stuff to run it, right?
Yeah. But it looks like it was doing all the calibration and drift correction things that Ellen was wanting on it. So,
yeah.
So I don't think there's anything to add to the software for that part.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a new trainee who might need amusement at some point. So if you need to borrow a head that talks that doesn't necessarily need to do much else, I'll ask her if she'd mind coming down and helping you out for a while. But I guess Ellen was going to be your.
Right. Yes, but she's not right, so.
Mine is, well, she's actually climbing Ben Nevis today, I think. But she'll be back tomorrow. Her name's Minka. Did you guys meet her?
Don't think so.
This is
something that familiar.
Might find amusing to look at, so I'll see if she'd be willing to.
I did meet someone from another project of yours on Wednesday evening.
Was that?
Heidi.
Oh, yeah, Heidi.
Gesture.
Oh, yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
You guys might actually have something in common because she does, stuff in video coding and gesture.
Yeah.
And autism.
And autism, yeah.
So, okay. Am I ready? Okay, making a volunteer.
She's being volunteered.
Well, I will actually give the option, but it sounds like the kind of thing where, it's it's quite useful when you're at that stage to see the different kinds of technologies people use.
Yeah, so trying to get Camtasia up and running so I can try it out when we've got that coming. And sort of do run through a proper pilot just to
it starts and finishes when it's meant to and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah. I'll make sure they can actually pick up the audio signal as well. But the audio signal should be coming out of speakers once it's set up properly, so I should make that slightly easier.
Yes, the bleep is a hardware bleep originally, and so it comes on the PC, which is outside the centre of the box.
Oops. Well, you've done that then.
Yeah. But yes, but fortunately the speakers are on the monitors inside the room, so as long as and what was that? I'm just going to set up so the whatever the asterisk sound is in Windows is what gets played. So you can just change the sound to whatever you like, just through the Windows control panel.
Okay, so we want one you can pick up using MATLAB or something, right?
Yeah, so I'll have that running over the weekend. Last week I tried it with a 1 kHz sound, and it could detect it, but it wasn't very clear. Did it with 10 kHz, and it's just really clear. You can tell exactly where the beep is.
Perfect.
So yeah, so it's just a matter of you basically just play 10 kHz sound over the speech, and then just then compare the two signals basically. So I've got a little script for doing it. So.
Perfect. So you're going to bank the script someplace.
Yeah.
Tell us how to run it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Because we won't know. Right. Well, that sounds good.
What else? We have altered the task program. So to put the little eye icon and the mouse.
Yeah. The one in Jeff's installed should have that now. We'll double check when we install it on the live tracking machines, but yeah, it should be updated with that now.
Rather than just a blob, Helen wanted something with more like an eye, so that you knew that was the eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got like a big circle with a white circle in the middle of it for an eye, and we've got like a rectangle with two like rectangle buttons on it for a mouse.
Oh, okay.
So.
Very nice, very pretty. It doesn't get in the way of seeing what's underneath?
Oh, no, they're the same size as the original blobs, basically. I think the mouse is slightly bigger, but it's not, hugely bigger. So.
I can see why that's useful.
Yeah, and if it gets a very problem in the pilot, I can easily reduce the size of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too hard.
We get a reasonable size so that if they're looking at it, we know they're looking at it. So it has to be a reasonable target for the tracking purposes.
Yeah.
Although if you had a big thing and it was jiggling around like anybody's business, like real life track cases, then you might find that a little bit disconcerting. I mean, small things you kind of expect to jiggle around, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Large, yeah, unless there's a larger, more oscillation appears. It's not, I mean, it isn't
that big, so.
It's quivering. That's all fine. What else? You were saying Joe with model builder.
Yes, he's produced another version that doesn't have the overlap problem.
Okay.
The collision, so polygons now don't.
Oh, that's good.
Milo has discovered something strange about the orientation of parallelograms from when it's constructed to when it appears in the actual task. But I think that might be something to do with the original configuration and the parts that weren't the same across the two. So I'll check that out to see if it really is a problem or not.
Okay.
And basically, the parallelogram was appearing in a sort of as a mirror image of what it was like in the model builder.
Really?
Just took the flips in a mirror image, not rotated, so it wasn't anything to do with rotation.
Just the parallelogram?
Yeah, just the parallelogram. So. Not entirely sure. It must be some way of how the vertices were described or defined in one way compared to something else.
Right. Okay. So your job in this is to ensure that it actually is a bug, and then pass it to Joe.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, this geometry stuff is really tricky if you don't do the fold the boxes stuff in your head well. So I can imagine.
Well,
because I could get it backwards easily, So it is just as
The other thing we've done looked at, not for this current experiment, but for future when we've got to build bizarre parts like aircraft wings and things. Something like Xquake can output the vertex points for
Oh, I
creating
see, I see.
the actual polygons in the first place. Because the model builder assumes that there's an existing set of
Yeah, because
original
you need to draw
parts,
them in
so you need
properly.
to draw them in
Oh, so
vertex
yeah, I
order.
suggested you do that in Xquake. Is that a reasonable thing to do or
Yeah,
no?
so you can do the next thing, export them as SVG, and you just get a camera,
Yep.
just get a list of XY coordinates, and then I'll just run a little script that turns those XY coordinates into a part.
Yeah, so this falls down completely if Nijmegen can't run Xquake. So you better check that with him, right?
Well, the
Or
thing is, it's
something.
SVG, so long as I've got something that'll output SVG.
Okay, but they may need help finding the something if they can't do Xquake, I suppose.
Yeah, so I'll have a look at that, but there must be plenty of Windows things that output
Yeah, so there must
SVG.
be some sort of
But
thing like that. Is it Microsoft, though? I mean, well, both
I know
Microsoft.
Adobe and things have packages that do it, but obviously they're like a few hundred
They're paid,
pounds.
yeah, I know.
But I'd be very surprised if there wasn't a free package for doing it. I have a feeling that was it Amaya, the W3C
Yep.
browser, does it. I have a feeling that can actually edit SVG files.
Okay. So I wouldn't do any work to try and find out what'll output SVG. Just ask them. Look, you know, say you need something that does SVG, and then if they come back and say, huh, then you may need to poodle around a bit looking for something. But you know, let them say they've got a problem before you spend time trying to figure out what to do it.
It's
Yeah,
not
fair enough.
an immediate problem anyway, but I thought it was worth before Joe disappears, just checking that the model builder is not restricted to just doing the tangrams or something like that. So no, it just looked like it's
Oh, so well, I can imagine there being shapes that you could construct in SVG format that would fox the model builder in some way. I don't know, I mean, because you don't have specs about what sorts of shapes are allowed, right?
No, but as long as they're solid polygons, it should be right.
Right, it doesn't matter whether they're convex or concave in
No,
funny ways.
well, hopefully that's not what the parallelogram problem is, because it does have certain
Yeah.
angles and things. But
Yeah.
no, I
Yeah,
suppose
but
any
yeah,
polygon.
I've created a convex part, just the next thing. Yeah, but
Oh, you tried it.
it just happened to be a
Yeah.
convex part that I was playing with, so it hadn't
You
like
worked out it
fine.
was convex, yeah.
It didn't have any self-intersections, so that might be a problem. So I'll have to check that, but.
Would we want? By self-intersection, you mean
Yeah,
you
by a
could.
part that crosses over itself.
You mean like.
Yeah,
So
that's
like
why we'll only be working to take with sort of solid OBS polygons and those parts. Because they'll have to have a central point anyway for rotation
Well,
and things
but by
like that.
self-intersection here, I'll draw here. If I can find the right end, okay? Do you mean something like that?
Yeah, that sort of
Yeah.
thing, yeah. So.
And you can rule out something like that, right? Because
Well,
that's two parts, right?
I would consider that two parts, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, some rainy day, you might want to think about. Well, I don't know. I
Yeah,
mean, you know, later
if it
on you
comes
can
in.
fix it if it
Yeah.
turns out there's parts. It's not urgent now. I think this
No.
is important
No.
enough.
Yeah, so for now, we'll just say that non-intersecting. At the moment, the SVG stuff can output ones which aren't closed to polygons, but once they actually turn up in the parts list, it creates a closed polygon just by linking them in
The
from the
last
start
layer
point.
to it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so as long as they're, yeah, so as long as they're drawn well enough, it should be all right. But yeah, we'll suppose let Nijmegen find an SVG,
Yeah.
so find out does SVG, and then we'll see if there's any problems.
But if they have trouble, you know, half an hour Googling and helping them is probably worthwhile. Because
Yeah.
sometimes people, I mean, actually, I wouldn't expect them to have any trouble finding something because JP's quite up
JP's
about all
quite,
these things.
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Might worth just checking what software they are using, because it might create output slightly different from next week.
Well, let's encourage them not to use any software that might have idiosyncratic ideas about what SVG is, she says delicately.
It's
I am
the
like,
Microsoft version of SVG or something,
ooh,
isn't
that I wasn't going to say.
it?
I have no idea whether they have idiosyncratic SVG output or whatever. But
Right,
their track record on some of the other standards has not, there have been slightly strange things about it.
Yeah.
But Maya, you know, I mean, that should be, it should
That
be.
should be fun, yeah. I think it does SVG output. I can need to double check it if my main can't find anything.
Yeah, I haven't looked through other mail. I did see something from others. Is there anything they're waiting on from us that is a problem, or they're
No.
reasonably happy at the moment?
I think they're not waiting anything from us. They've dumped the pilot studies that they generated based on the task with their English participants or English
Oh, they're
speaking
doing
participants.
pilots.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But they haven't done anything with it other than
Dump the data.
dump the data.
Where is it
They
dumped?
well they dumped it on the
BSCW.
BSCW server, but I moved it, I copied it onto the
Well, that's okay.
CSV.
You know, we're not using that much data if it's just for interim. And they have to get it from somewhere.
Yeah.
We had a brief discussion just before I left about this idea of exchanging data by FireWire drive. And I don't know if that ever got resolved,
And
but
nothing further is.
you know, that's not fast enough for little things like this. So I think
No.
BSCW is the right way to exchange things. We just have to wipe this stuff off and have separate copies after that.
And I've sent a thing off to Marlowe's trying to encourage her again to register with the CSV and
The CBS.
CVS and what to do and which bit of software I use. It seems to be quite easy and
Oh, so you're
straightforward.
managing that okay, and you haven't run into CBS before.
No.
Okay.
Well,
Well,
yes
great.
and no, as in yes, it's new and no,
Yeah.
well, yeah.
Well, that's
But
reassuring.
so far, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, he's sitting on the next desk.
Yes. And I am just using it through a Windows bolt-on sort of piece of software.
Yeah, that was easy enough to install, wasn't it?
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
just, yeah, straightforward, and then you just
Copy and
wait,
paste stuff out
yeah,
after working, so.
right-click things and in Windows Explorer, that's it.
Yeah, well, she'll have to use the CBS and Excel because we don't really have a good way of doing this otherwise.
I was going to double check them when I could access the CVS from home when I was working from home last week on Thursday. I managed to get in, just check the stuff and make sure it was all, make sure I could access it. So they should have made sure I'm accessing it once I've got the logins.
Well, that's it. We'll never see and hear again. Well,
There's
I'll
daily
find out who's got the
updates
better computer at home as well, right?
though. Not yet, I'm not quite.
Right. And what about the project as a whole? Is there anything that you or anybody is after that we aren't supplying? Not at the moment,
Nope,
right?
not at the moment. The only thing that's been going around is the version of the flyer. I don't know what real purpose of these little folded up A4 flyers.
They're critical to the success of the project, so.
Are they just for distribution at conferences? Things are doing, yeah.
Yeah, in general places. But yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it unless I
Well,
actually
I'm not
physically
really
go.
bothering,
Yeah.
but that's what's
That's what's
circulating around
circulating.
the group as a whole at the moment.
Uh-huh.
I've sorted out travel, etc., to Munich
Oh, yeah.
for Ellen, John, and myself. We're all off on the 14th December, coming back on
And
Friday.
John's going.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. That'll be useful for the WP7 stuff, so. Well, while you do that, I'll be trained in how to hire people. So.
That's weird. How to hire or how to interview, is that
Both.
right?
So. So, is there anything else? What have you got on for the rest of the week besides getting this stuff up and running again?
Well, once I've tried out the Camtasia stuff, obviously, if there's any problems, go try and fix them. If there isn't any problems, next thing I'm working on is the GDF stuff.
Yeah.
So I've put on a DTD and a sample XML file on the wiki for the GDF. So it's based on some stuff you put on the GDF
Yeah.
specification.
So, are you concerned about it that I should be looking at it, or are you happy with it? I mean, I sort of wrote the initial draft of it, I suppose.
Yeah, I changed a couple of things from your initial draft. So there's no longer a separate thing for creating new parts. So we just put a start and end time on each part. So, So that you had a thing called, I think it's mold or something you said, which is sort of to create a new part. It's an action to create a new part. But I gave each part a start time and end time, so you can see when the parts were created. So I'm not sure if you want to keep the mold or not.
I'll have to look. I can't remember how this works now, because it was a while ago.
Yeah, it's just the GDF specification page on the wiki.
So.
I'll try putting justification for the change I made on the page. So, I'll send it out for review so anyone who's going to be using the format can have a look at it.
Yeah, I think you'll get nothing back unless I look at it. So, best for me to do that. It's really good that you're putting things out for review and saying like why for stuff, but we also don't want to burn too much of your time recording stuff that nobody's ever going to look at necessarily. So I mean this might be a good case for it, or it might be that you should just like, you know, talk to me about the stuff if I happen to be around at the time that you're doing it and not. So if the writing stuff down on the wiki gets to be too high a proportion of things, then you don't necessarily want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's great to have the records, and that's really important, especially in big dispersed groups, but this is kind of a smaller group. So, you know, we can do things more informally where you feel the wiki's sort of getting in the way of things.
Yeah. So well, the one thing I say is, I mean, it's helpful. It was helpful for me putting it up on the wiki because I could actually think about it as I put it out and say, well, this is why I want to do things this way.
Oh yeah, well, if it ain't even thinking to write it down, then definitely write it down. Because yeah, we want clear thinking. I can't actually remember how it worked with the mold. I mean, I wanted to make sure that. No, I can't even remember. So I'll look at it.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
But I'm sure it's fine because it's just my memory of things.
I'll have to get to grips with Camtasia properly.
Yeah.
To generate a little sort of introductory video, I suppose, for instructional purposes in the beginning of the experiment, so people will be able to see sort of, you know, example movements and things like that.
So is that going to have a voiceover, or is it? We've had discussions before you started about whether it should be completely silent, so that they could use in case we ever wanted to do this
in Dutch.
And so you know, you could just have sort of. Well, I think we discussed having it with an English voiceover, having it with no voiceover, and then having it just with cartoon noises or something like boof, or, you know, when things break.
That must have been before me, so.
I'm maybe imagining.
Well, on Camtasia, if you've got a Camtasia project, you can have the video and audio still separately. In which case,
so we can produce a Dutch voiceover for the same thing.
So we just send the Dutch stream, the video and our audio, and then make an easy create. Their audio out of.
Yeah, so that mean, I think it'd be more sensible just to do the video part of it first and then you add the voiceover afterwards.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to do it all at once.
Yeah.
The other issue is if we do a voiceover, does that affect the language that the people choose to use? So that might be another reason for not
doing
that.
Anything with the voice. Yeah, we start talking about.
Alignment.
Talking about the parts, is naming them or anything like that.
Yeah, so I think maybe that was another reason for just having.
Or being no noise like that, I think it's probably. Yeah.
Or ding for, you got it.
But probably actually not even the sound of it, because otherwise they'll expect that in the real experiment. And that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So if they move a piece and it breaks and they don't hear this crash, and they go, oh, what's, you know, what's happened? Is that really what happened?
Yeah, well, you need some way to make sure that they actually notice the thing you're trying to explain to them if there's no voice.
One thing that comes out, you can do, you can have little videos, and I don't know if you've got any cameras for doing that, you can start have videos of people clicking on the mouse and sort of, or whatever else. And
Or you could just point to, you know, the great big arrow that points at the two pieces that broke.
Yeah, so then you can generate.
You can
yeah, you
to
just
make cool lights and whatever, so. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure there must be a way of putting big arrows or whatever.
Yeah. So you're gonna clear however you do this with Ellen, right? Cause she's the one that has thoughts about the language and stuff.
Yes, but in our discussion, we haven't mentioned, it was assumed that you'd be a voiceover, but.
Well, remind me that there was a question about whether there are people.
I'll do that. Yes, cause you've got to think of the instructions and so basically deduction to all as well, so. Actually, I did email Naomi to ask if they had a set instructions they'd given their participants.
How much time you just talked to him?
Probably, I suspect so, cause I haven't had a reply back.
I think it's really up to us to.
Yeah, to admit it, it was just in case they had
Is
something
it hard?
that.
You don't wanna give them the specification, you know, cause that's in too highfalutin a language, but oh, it can't be that hard to generate something that makes sense.
No, I should be straightforward enough, I think.
On my holidays, we encountered a children's toy shop where there were tangrams. And my son reminded me that he hasn't been able to find his tangram set in a
Oh,
while.
right, you want to give back?
Well,
Okay.
if not, if you guys are using it.
It's
Do you
not,
find
well,
it helpful to have it?
yeah, it's, it, well, actually, I could probably just photocopy the manual.
Oh, but
Sorry.
it's so tactile, it has little metal bits. If you're using it, keep it. He's got plenty of toys. If you're not using it, then I'll give it back.
Well, hopefully need it for more than another week or two anyway, so
Yeah,
as long as we hold on.
it's not a worry. The lad has plenty of toys.
I was looking at the complexity sort of aspect of the tangrams in that booklet. It's not quite that they just get harder, it's they kind of have pages of similar types.
Oh, similar types,
Yeah, so one page will have sort of parts that are kind of similar to each other, and then you move over and a different almost type of design or style.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as progressive in complexity as
Right, so how are you gonna get your complexity ratings? Google.
Google.
Is there a big Tangram community that ranks these things? Like, you know, that's just one booklet that came with one set of Tangrams.
I've tried. You never
Or
know what's out there.
is it obvious, like, when you look at these things?
Well, I'm hoping the Dutch input will allow us to sort of have a rough idea of what was of suitable complexity for
Yeah,
the task.
but that still won't tell you. Well, how many Tangrams are there that they're using? 15 or something? No, not even.
No, not even that. They're of this relevant type to what we're wanting to use, probably three. To generate 16 in total.
So that's not gonna tell you anything about relative complexity. That's just gonna tell you where in the span you wanna be. You still need some kind of scale for these things.
Yeah,
Okay, if you look at them, do you just know?
No.
No.
Well, I don't.
What about him?
No,
Mr.
no,
Geometry,
I'm
does he know? Can you tell just by looking at these how hard people find them?
I wouldn't know, no.
Right, okay, well.
I'll try
Like,
and
I'll
good
be
old Google
hanging
and see if there's a if there are some sort of ranking sites or
Who in psychology already uses tangrams that's still around? People have been using tangrams for ages, so there must be somebody with a folk wisdom you can contact.
I'll try and find out. I don't know offhand,
Right,
so.
I only know ancient papers, so like late 80s. Do
I'll
people
have to
still use
research.
tangrams?
I've not encountered them.
Oh, so we're very old-fashioned.
Maybe you just don't use anything like that, I suppose.
Well, there was stuff in the 70s and the 80s, right?
But I'm not sure if anything's happened since
Since
then.
then. Right. Well, the old past is the best. So, I don't know what that word means. Sorry, that was, I think, a big diversion. And we were talking about what you were gonna do next after all this stuff was up. And I was gonna look at the GBS spec. Are the rest of the is the rest of what you need to do with that software fairly clear? Because this is about the analysis.
Yeah,
You
so
really only need Robin, right?
yeah, so I'm
To
just working with Robin
specify
what analysis we need to get out of the GDN format. So I'm gonna basically, I've got the Jest Analyzer's got the basis for a ASCII to GDF converter. So what I'm gonna do is actually create an output, a GDF output part to it. Because the output's video, but it does have internal structures which make it easy to do the XML. So that's what I'm gonna look at. And then once I've done that, I can look at the whatever analysis we need to get done out of the GDF.
Yeah, because there were these issues about how you calculate II lag and, you know, what are the analyses we want out of this that aren't settled, but I think, you know, Robin is the person who knows the most about what's required there. And I can imagine it's going to take a little while. I can imagine, you know, so that might be the focus of discussions next week or something, right? That,
To
what
train,
we need out
yes,
of this.
pull many parameters and choose the right.
Yeah, so you might want to try and come, if you get that far, try and come equipped with a list of the kinds of things you want out of it to, and so we can look through and see. That one might help you solve all kinds of things once we have a list, right? So,
armchair user.
Yeah, so, but it'd be good to, you know, make sure once we have a list of the things that we think we're getting out of it, that it matches our intentions for what we were supposed to be doing. So, you know, if we do talk about that, then it might be nice to have her along for it.
I haven't found it physically yet, but a reference to a 92 paper, isn't it, the Royal Proceedings or something or other, somewhere, based on an experiment that had blocks, a model, blocks, parts, and then an area where people had to build, you know, replicate the model out of the parts. Just one person at a time, of course, but it did involve eye movements and monitoring where they're looking compared to their hand movements. And
oh yeah, who was that then?
Ballard.
Okay.
Back in 92.
Are they still in the business?
Yes, I think so.
Where are they?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, they might have the focus from on the complexity, right?
Yeah.
So, I think he's not that long.
Well,
it is really. Is it bigger than gaps?
That's what I'll have to try and find out. So.
Well, they still do interlibrary loans and stuff, so.
If not, the National Library's been happy.
So, did we think next week that's what we're going to talk about? Because we're not going to ask that one ahead of time. She wants to come along for a discussion about it.
She's not here next week anyway.
Oh, well, that's fine then.
It's next Wednesday or Thursday before she's back.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because her stuff is getting blocked off the mailing list because she's not mailing from her normal account.
Oh, is that what? Yeah, she's got a Yahoo account or something.
And I can't figure out any way to just approve messages from her without her subscribing at that account. So.
Oh, well. So if things haven't been getting through well.
There's only one message so far. It didn't say much. Anything else?
I think get working on the campaign stuff this week, and then so once I've got some idea of what analysis one out of this, I can think about whether GDS has got everything we need in it. Yeah, what else?
So there's the provisional list of what we need on the wiki anyway.
Yeah, so I'll double check the GDS specification against that just to make sure it's got everything you said you say you need from that.
Well, I don't think that list is our final word on things.
I added things to it.
Oh, one well, it is then.
Well, I don't know when you last looked at it. I added it. It was something in the last 2 weeks anyway.
I don't think I was fully paying attention. I mean, I'm not going to have these on this anyway. What I'm really worried about is making sure that there's no big surprises for Ellen and JP, you know, when they suddenly discover that they're assuming some analysis is in there and we didn't put it in, you know, because now is the time for us to be figuring out what we want out of that data and getting you to write the stuff or getting JP to write the one-dimensional analysis that he was talking about.
We've got all the data in the ASCII format at the moment, and it's just a matter of what data we need to pull out of that into the GDF so we can actually do the proper analysis. 'Cause think all the answers are going to be run off the GDF format, because we decided that if we were look, if we're looking at dynamic regions and whatever else, it has
it's
to be
dynamic
GDF.
Regions that I think might cause a bit of trouble.
Yeah, which is yeah, which is why we have to get off the GDF as opposed to the EDF format.
Oh right, okay. So actually, you're breaking this down into two steps now. One is straight extraction from the ASCII, and the other one is any post analysis that adds information by analyzing it. Is that?
Yeah. So the GDF, it's got it's got your, the stuff from the EDF, such as the ASCII files and things like the max movements and things like that.
Yeah,
and
it's just anything that gets shoved through the address.
Yeah. And then on top of that, GDF can also it will also have information such as right at this point in time they're looking at the new parts area of
the that is post analysis.
So the GDF is going to have that sort of information in it, and then also because it's an XML file, we can then do XSLT or whatever onto it to get extract whatever bits that you need for, yeah, for whichever bits of analysis you're trying to do for it.
Oh well, that all sounds good. So I've got one thing to check and one person to ask if she'll volunteer to be ahead. And as far as I know, that's it for me. See, after explaining for one of my other things, there's now a specific wiki page that says stuff Jeannie has to do. I'm beginning to think that this is quite a good idea because I worry about not doing the stuff people expect of me. Much more than the other way around, right?
Well, I think according to the latest documentation, you're down for 5% of your 15 months on this project or something.
What documentation?
Some JAS report.
Oh, okay.
Officially.
Well, it doesn't actually make its way into its my salary.
Into reality.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, I do spend time talking to you guys. Some of the software Claire develops will be useful for my other projects, so it's not completely one way to go.
So I hope you get something out of it as well.
I happen to just, you know, like working. Keeps me running into childcare.
See, it's better than that, is it? Right, okay. Exciting family wise last week.
Last week was interesting. So, well, one of the highlights family wise was going to Arcachon, which is this huge sand dune on the southwest coast of France. So it's like, I can't remember. I'm not very good with measurements, but anyway, my husband says it's the biggest sand dune in the world. So you climb up on this ledge steps and then sort of put a line on top of the sand dune.
they put sticks up over a sand dune.
Weird about these things because it's amazing how much sand as small children can shift. Right? So
just by standing
in it. Yeah, well, or big guys, right? You know, so you know, in the UK, you don't go on sand dunes, right? Because there won't be any sand dunes left if you do. There doesn't seem to be quite so many people there, but you still would have thought that they wouldn't really want people standing on the top of it unless they combine with great big bulldozers.
Yeah, well, in the middle of the night, do they get and shovel it back up?
I don't know how this works. So, but anyway, it was quite fun. We did the very French thing, so it was just the French countryside. They didn't have anything except wine and ducks.
Wine and ducks, right?
Yeah, and a duck. So I stuck to wine. You know,
cheese as well, at least.
Oh, goat's cheese, yeah. And I brought back some walnut oil. I can only get a huge bottle, and Maxton's gonna probably be willing to try once in a while. So if anybody needs walnut oil, then. but it was good, you know. Markets open in the morning. Everything closes between 12 and 3. No sense trying to do anything, which suits
proper
me fine. So you know, we actually went to the market, and then I prepare some nice meal, and then
not
sit around,
duck, yes.
play some badminton. I got to cook for once, so it's good.
you're keen badminton player?
My son likes badminton. Well, you know, as sports go, it's about as far as I go.
Well, I'm looking for lots of people to play badminton with, so.
Oh, really? Well, my son says I'm a keen, very good badminton.